Okay, and they have, ever since they were little?
Folks.
Okay.
That's kind of like a neighbor of mine. She had a little boy. He was a little bit bigger than Grady. Mm-hmm. Well, they fought the whole time. We couldn't even talk. So finally I told her, I said, well, your son's older than mine. Let's just let them fight it out till the end. And I won't tell you, those kids fought till they were exhausted.
That's funny. Did one of them get beat up?
Yeah, well, he gave up.
Mm-hmm. Who won?
I think the bar did, but when I said it, I knew he was larger than Grady, but I thought, well, it'd be good for Grady, too. You know, always fighting.
Yeah, just get it out of their system. You might say, she took a big knife and she...
Threw it, or shattered it.
Well...
Dropped it.
She took a big knife, and she was
knife.
So mad that she just went...
Stabbed it.
Okay. If there was a funny picture on the blackboard, the teacher might walk in and say, okay, who?
True that.
Okay. And if you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you'd use some pulley blocks and a rope to...
Pull it out.
Okay. Let's see.
That does it, huh?
That does it. I got to go back and pick up the first ones that I skipped. Would you please... This is going to... You're going to think this is silly, but would you please count from 1 to 20 for me?
At last?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Would you do it slower than that?
Huh?
Would you do it a little slower than that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18,
19, 20. Okay, and 20 plus, let's see, let me do that another way. 26 plus 1 is?
27.
Okay. And 3 times 10 is?
200.
Times 10. 3 times 10.
Oh, 3 times 10, 30.
Okay. And 4 times 10?
40.
Okay. And 7 times 10?
70.
Okay. And 10 times 10?
Is 100.
Okay. And after 100, you'd say? Oh, the next big number is
110.
Well, let's see. 10 times 100.
10 times 100.
Yeah, it would
be 1,000.
Okay, and 10 times 100,000 is a
million.
Okay. Say there was a line of people and the last man in line is, the last person in line is the 11th person, and so then the next person would be the
12th.
Well, going the other way.
Oh, first?
Well, you got the 12th, and then the 11th, and then the...
Oh, 11th, and the 10th,
and
the 9th,
then,
uh-huh.
And then
8th, 7th, 6th, 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
Okay. You might say that good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but bad luck comes
all the time.
Okay. If you go to town 2 times a week, you'd say you go to town what a week?
Twice a week.
Okay. And the days of the week are
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
I know you said some of them, but I can't remember which ones you said.
It's like a moron to know all that.
Well,
Oh, they want to know how you pronounce it.
Yeah, they just want to see how you say it. Like, particularly on February.
February.
Yeah, there are lots of different ways to say that. Mm. I know I don't say it the way it's spelled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that first R in there. Okay, if you meet someone about 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
Okay. And after lunch, how would you greet them?
Good afternoon.
Okay. How long does afternoon last?
I think till about 7 or 8, because after that it's good evening.
Okay. I once had a student ask to see me in the evening, mm-hmm. a foreign student, you know, mm-hmm. and I said, well, in the evening, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't, but he meant afternoon. He got mm-hmm. it mixed up. Mm-hmm. He meant 1 or 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. and he was calling that evening. What's a greeting that you could say to somebody any time of day?
How are you, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. Oh.